Hello, and thank you for listening to Cruising the Waves podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you cruise information right from the source, right from the people who work in the industry. Each week, I'll be bringing you a new podcast with a representative from the cruise lines, river and ocean cruise lines, and also expedition cruises too. This way, you get the information straight from the source, factual information, not rumors or people guessing, but real information from those who work in the industry. Each week, I meet with my BDM, who is my business development manager from each cruise line. They have the inside scoop on all the news from the high seas. Remember to check out Plenty of Sunshine Travel on the web, and here you'll find all the group cruises that we have planned. We've locked in some amazing rates and some great perks too, so check those out. Also check out our YouTube channel, Plenty of Sunshine Travel on YouTube, to see pictures and videos of everything discussed here today. Want to get into the conversation? Visit us on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to post any questions you might have, and I'll be sure to include them in the next episode for you. For help in booking your own cruise experience that was discussed on this week's topic or any other vacation you could dream of, you can contact me at kathleen@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. On this week's Cruising the Waves podcast, episode number 145, we'll be meeting with Erica from Panop Cruises, and we are going to be looking at their luxury icebreaker and some of those absolutely fascinating destinations that you cannot get to without being on the Panop ship. If you enjoyed this week's podcast, please like and subscribe to our channel, and remember to hit that share button. Over to the podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Cruise Chat. I'm Kathleen Penner, owner of Plenty of Sunshine Travel, and today, as you see, I am meeting with Erica from Panop, and I am really excited about meeting with you. I've had the pleasure to meet with Erica one other time, so I do have a playlist, so make sure you check that out so that you can see that great brand overview that we did of Panop and what's included and just their incredible ships. But today, we're going to be talking about their icebreaker ship. So I am very excited about this one. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, and I'm excited to see what we have.
Thanks, Kathleen. Hello, everybody. Welcome. So I'm Erica. I am Panop's Business Development Manager in Eastern Canada. And like Kathleen mentioned, today we are going to talk about Le Commandant Charcot, Panop's luxury icebreaker. But before we get into the icebreaker, I just wanted to mention Panop's history. Panop has actually been in business for 35 years. We celebrated 35 years last year. And I think it's important for you to know that the company was founded by French merchant navy officers. And they really wanted to share their passion about the sea, about the environment. So that's really in our DNA. And fast forward to 2024, Panop today has expanded significantly. We're offering beautiful, amazing experiences, immersive experiences all over the world on our small luxury vessels. So we do have 12. We are going to talk about only one today, but our fleet is composed of 12 ships that sail all over the world, more than 400 departures annually, 450 ports of call. So there's definitely a lot to choose from.
Yes, it sounds like there's something for everyone with that number of ships. That's awesome.
There definitely is. In terms of experiences, we have luxury expeditions, we have cultural sailings. So there is definitely something for everybody.
Awesome.
Like I mentioned, we really do explore the entire world. If there is a sea or an ocean, we are most likely sailing there. So today, again, we are going to focus on Le Commandant Charcot. That is an icebreaker that sails to the remote polar destinations. But keep in mind that Panop does also offer your classic cruises to the Mediterranean, to the Caribbean. But again, because the ships are so small, we're doing it on a smaller scale, going into those small ports of call. And then we do really beautiful itineraries in the Indian Ocean, in Central America, in Asia. So again, so much variety. We also have 12 Sailings in Alaska this summer. So if you're looking to sail to Alaska, there's lots of choice. I mean, what's great about doing Alaska on a small ship is that you really get the opportunity to get right up close to that beautiful nature.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what I love about small ship cruising, right? Like it just brings you right to the destinations you want instead of putting you in a dock super far away or to tender because they just can't hold those ships that hold 5,000 people. But you've got this wonderful small ship and you just exit right off of the ship and you're already in your destination.
Exactly, and guests can really, I mean, experience the destination rather than, like you said, spend time in transfers where, that's really, I mean, that's important to really, when you're traveling, to experience that destination that you want to travel to. So absolutely, I absolutely agree. I didn't mention earlier that Panal was, so we were founded by Merchant Navy officers. It's always really been in our DNA to protect the environment. So Panal is committed to responsible travel. To be honest, I could po talk about sustainability for hours and hours. We don't have hours today, but we're super open about the subject. So if you have any questions, just reach out to Kathleen, and we'll be sure to answer them. What I will mention, I recently was on one of our ships in Central America, and I had the opportunity to experience that sustainability commitment on a daily basis. For example, we make our own water from seawater. There is a water bottle in each stateroom, and we can fill it up at various points in the ship. We also make, we really do go out of our way to buy locally when it's possible. We work with the local communities. So when guests are traveling with Panal, they're also getting that sense of, the local experience, and we're really respecting the environment when we're, when we're at a destination where we can't necessarily be docked. We'll be in a what we call a dynamic positioning, so we're not actually dropping the anchor to not hurt the marine underwater life. So it's little things that really do make a significant difference. And again, sustainability is a topic that is more and more talked about. We've been doing it. We've been sustainable for 35 years.
Lovely. And I love that we now have that technology that you don't need to drop that anchor because you're really protecting the ocean floor that way. But to be able to still stay in the same place and not have to do that, I love technology. I just think that's awesome.
It really is. And actually, so we have our crew on board is amazing. One really unique feature of Panal is that our crew is so close to the guests on board. And for example, the captain, you're going to see him several times a day. He's going to interact with the guests. He's going to know the guests by their personal names. And you also have the possibility to vi visit the bridge. So if you like that technical aspect, you can go visit the bridge, talk with the captain, talk with the officers. So it's definitely an added value to the overall experience. And talking about experiences, it is an all-inclusive experience on board. So we want you to sail with Panal and really be, you're on vacation. So everything's included, all the meals. We actually work with Alain Ducasse, who is a French Michelin star chef. He designs all of our menus. The gratuities are included. It's open bar, wine, champagne, cocktail, spirits are included. 24-hour room service. In each stateroom, we actually have an espresso coffee machine as well as a mini bar, which is restocked twice a day. And then we have unlimited Wi-Fi for expedition cruises that we're going to talk about a little bit later on Le Commandant Charcot. So all of those shore landings are included. For the polar expeditions, we're going to include a beautiful and warm parka, and we're going to offer boots to borrow. So it's really practical when you're packing for your voyage. You know that you don't have to pack those things. things that take a little bit of space. And then I just wanted to quickly mention our Smithsonian Journeys departures. So we do have an amazing alliance with Smithsonian Journeys. We've been working with them for quite some time now. And these sailings, so we will have co-branded departures with Smithsonian Journeys, where we're always going to have two Smithsonian Journeys experts on board those departures. And once again, they're really interesting. They engage with the guests, they host lectures and discussions, and we're going to include all of those shore excursions on those sailings, as well as airport transfers. So it's a great alliance. And I also just wanted to mention our alliance with the Explorers Club as well, because we're really excited about this new partnership. We started working with them last year in 2023. And the Explorers Club is actually a club of the modern day explorers. So like these amazing people that you see on the screen. So these people will come on board, there'll be guest speakers, engage with our guests, and they're really interesting. So it's definitely an added value.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that program before. That's amazing. That's neat.
It really is. I mean, it's so interesting because these people, when you take a look, they're relatively young and they've done so much. And again, they're just going back to the fact that they're modern day scientists. And most of these sailings that are in partnership and alliance with the Explorers Club take place on Nekomenal Shako, Pana's luxury icebreaker.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
We talked about earlier about the Panos fleet. So Panos fleet is the youngest expedition fleet afloat. So we've been doing expedition for years and years. We really do have a nice and our expertise has been, you know, we've been doing it for so long. So we really know how to deliver that small ship luxury expedition experience that you're looking for. So Le Ponant was our first sailing vessel. She is a sailing ship, a sailboat, that she was completely refurbished in 2021. So she's brand new. And then we have our sister ships that joined the fleet, Le Boreal, l'Austral, Le Soleil, Le Lyrial. And then between 2018 and 2020, we had six expedition vessels join the fleet two by two. So these ships are even smaller. They're called the Ponant Explorers. There's only about 180 guests on board. So they're very intimate.
Yes, yes. And that means that you can get more off of the ship too and onto the ice at a certain time. So that's great because of that, you know, that limit that you have there. So you can get a good amount of time outside.
Absolutely. So Ponant has been sailing to Antarctica, for example. If we take Antarctica as an example, we've been sailing there for more than 20 years. And when we sail to Antarctica, we do limit to 200 guests. So you know, guests are really going off the ship, experiencing the white continent in those little destinations in the areas of the white continent that aren't accessible by the bigger ships.
Right.
So again, we have great experience in the ice, which is why Ponant decided to build the first and only luxury icebreaker, Le Commandant Charcot. So she joined the fleet in 2021, and this ship was purposely built to sail to the most remote polar regions. So basically farther than any other expedition vessel can sail to currently on the market. And I do have a video here which will really immerse you in the experience of this unique vessel.
This vessel is absolutely unique. There has been no vessel such as Le Commandant Charcot ever built in the world.
It's the world's only luxury icebreaker.
The first impression was the beauty of the ship. The design, very pleasing to the eye.
It's an extraordinarily comfortable experience.
It's incredibly stable, incredibly capable, and quiet.
This vessel also gives you the possibility to cope with Mother Nature in a safe way.
Capable of reaching furthest corners of the polar regions.
It's absolutely a beautiful ship, super deluxe.
Get you to the most extreme place in the most extraordinary way.
We can explore a bit further. We can go to places that nobody else visits. And it's not just adventure. We're really, really into exploration, and that is absolutely new. The last wilderness almost on the earth. Landscapes that are too big for humankind.
Who gets to go to the North Pole? I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It was like landing on the moon.
You hear the ice crunching from time to time. Good Lord, that was something special. It really was.
All the atmosphere that was among the crew was a very deep emotion.
From the very beginning of the project, the intention was to build the vessel with some dedicated space for the science.
Scientists interact with our guests and more than happy to show them and give a laboratory tour.
I began to learn a lot more about the polar environment.
Le Commandant Charcot, he's actually continuing his mission in a sense with this ship to conduct science.
The North Pole is one of those extraordinary locations, a romantic destination, the sort of place that you imagine in your childhood but never really imagine that you might actually go there one day.
It's very special. Amazing, absolutely amazing.
It's quite extraordinary, a great excitement about the idea of approaching a place like that. Sort of seems to be full of almost a kind of mystery and unobtainableness about it.
Wonderful, wonderful, and wonderful.
Fabulous job, beyond my expectations.
The idea of a polar bear at the North Pole, of all places, is just a magical experience. Absolutely loved it.
I looked around at my colleagues, I could just see smiles.
It was definitely a moving experience to just feel how small and how insignificant we are on the Earth. An experience that is once in a lifetime.
Just the sheer excitement of going to an extraordinary place there was absolutely astonishing.
Everybody that's there on the deck is really, some are crying because they can feel the excitement of the moment.
Wow, that was incredible. My goodness, wow.
Thank you. Each time I watch that video, I get chills because that's what Le Commandant Charcot is all about. She is so unique. There's no other vessel like her on the market. So like the video mentioned, and like I mentioned earlier, she was really built to go to the farthest regions of the Arctic and Antarctica. She is a polar ice class number 2, which is really the equivalent of any icebreaker out there, but she's a luxury icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So you're getting to go to these amazing destinations where not a lot of people can go to, but in the best conditions possible. So she's about 7 times more powerful than any other expedition vessel on the market currently. And she's powered by electricity and liquefied natural gas. So she has definitely been built with that consciousness for the environment. She is certified super clean from the Bureau Veritas. And this is just an example of one of the itineraries that we offer on Le Commandant Charcot. Mm-hmm. So in the winter season, she will sail to Antarctica. So for example, this itinerary goes from Ushuaia and crosses the Antarctic continent all the way to Littleton. So it's really amazing what we can do because she's so powerful. And then we have the opportunity to go see the, on certain itineraries, the emperor penguins. And we go there with a thoughtful way of going to see these colonies. We do have a helicopter on board the ship, but the helicopter is there for only safety and scouting purposes. We are sailing to these really fragile destination. Mm-hmm. So we want to respect the animals that are there. We want to respect the local communities. So when we go see the emperor penguins, the ship will be in the ice, and then we'll hike all the way to see these colonies. Another example of an itinerary that we can do on Le Commonwealth-Charcot is crossing from Nome to Longyearbyen, which is basically crossing the top of the world and reaching the geographic North Pole, but also the magnetic North Pole.
Mm, okay, wow. That's incredible.
It really is. When you take a look at the itinerary, so the blue that you see, that's ice. So the ship is navigating through ice and reaching places that, again, no other ship can go to.
Absolutely.
Panama is actually the first French cruise line to have gone to the geographic North Pole back in 2021. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of that because shows how Panama is a pioneer in terms of the destinations, the experiences that we offer to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And we did recently announce that for the winter 2024-2025, the ship is actually going to stay in the Northern Hemisphere instead of going down to Antarctica.
Okay.
And just come back right here. So instead, after the Arctic season in summer 2024, instead of going all the way to the South Pole, she's mm-hmm. going to stay in the North, and we're going to do, we're going to offer Northern cruises in Svalbard, in Norway, so guests can actually experience the rhythm of the locals outside of the tourist season. And then we're also going to have lots of opportunity to see Northern Lights as well. In the Gulf of Botnia, in the Baltic Sea, we're going to be visiting Christmas markets also, again, to get that full experience outside of the tourist season.
I love living like a local, right? Like you're touring and you want to see what life is actually like there. And I love that you're doing that. Wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm completely new. And we also recently announced that the ship will be coming to Canada. Mm-hmm. And she will be the first international cruise line to do sailings on the St. Lawrence during the winter season. So it's really special because we're going to, as Canadians, it's the opportunity to experience our own country, our own winter differently on this luxury icebreaker. So we do have four sailings. They're 12-night sailings that are going to be taking place in January and February 2025.
Oh,
so it's definitely a unique experience.
Yes, yes. So few cruise within Canada. And I think that's amazing. And right on that St. Lawrence, like you said. Oh, wow.
And there is ice. We're going to be sailing through the ice. Mm-hmm. We wanted the ice to be a part of this experience, obviously, because she is a luxury icebreaker. So we're going to be sailing through the ice. We're going to be meeting with locals. It's just a whole other experience.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that. And of course,
and I saw, one second, I don't mean to interrupt, I'm sorry, but I saw that it said Montreal flight. That is included in the cruise portion, is it? Or is that going to be additional? That red.
Absolutely. So we are going to be including the flight from Montreal to Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon because it's not really easy to get there. So we want our guests to be kind of taken in charge by Panon and for everything to go really smoothly. So we will include a charter flight from Montreal to Saint-Pierre. We actually do this for other itineraries as well. For example, in Antarctica, we're going to include a charter flight from Buenos Aires to Ushuaia, just once again, so the experience is smooth for the guests.
Oh, that's super.
Thank you. Of course, all the expedition activities are included. So here we have a picture of dog sledding on the eastern coast of Greenland. We have a really tight connection and relationship with local communities in Greenland, which enable us to do really special and local activities, such as, you know, dog sledding, like I mentioned, but also other activities that I will mention a little bit later. But again, you're getting that full immersion into the local culture of Greenland, which is amazing. I had the opportunity to sail to Greenland with Pana a few years ago, and it's definitely one of those destinations that is truly full of culture, full of color, happy faces. It's definitely a fantastic destination.
Yeah, I think Greenland is one of those destinations that really sticks with your heart, right? Like when you look back on it and you're thinking about it, you can't help but to smile just because of the warm welcome and the experiences that are completely different than going anywhere else.
I can only agree with you. I mean, when I did Greenland with Pana, it was about 10 years ago, and I still remember it, and it's one of my fondest memories. It's a beautiful destination. So obviously, like I mentioned, all the activities are included. There's going to be lots of Zodiac outings, Zodiac cruising, Zodiac landings. There's going to be snowshoeing, kayaking, lots of experts on board so lots of discussions with the expedition team. And in the video, we did mention that Le Command Charcot is a scientific ship. So because the ship was built to go to the most remote destinations of the polar region, regions of the polar destinations, I should say, we decided to build two scientific labs on board to invite international scientists from all over the world to come on board and collect their data. Because they don't have a chance to go that far in the Arctic or Antarctica. And often these scientists are actually going to invite guests to participate. So guests, when they disembark from a Le Commandant Charcot sailing, they know everything about the poles. And a lot of the times people, you know, they go on board the ship and they are in front of all of this data, in front of all of the information that is provided by the experts, by the scientists, and they disembark and they actually want to change things, within their company or at home, because they're more aware of what's going on in terms of, you know, the environment. So there's definitely a very positive impact on the guests.
Yes.
And I did mention earlier that we collaborate with people, local communities in Greenland. And so we do have an itinerary on the east coast of Greenland in the springtime, which is a region where no ship can go at that time of the year, because again, the ice is so thick. We collaborated with the local communities and came up with an amazing experience, a Nordic skiing polar trek. So this is an additional cost activity. But for the guests that actually want to do this, they will get to disembark from the ship for one night and camp outside on the ice with local communities, with the local Greenlandic people, as well as Pana staff.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible. I mean, that's something that you will look back on, like, just raving about for almost decades, probably. That's incredible to be able to camp out there.
It really is. And it's for a very small group of guests. Mm-hmm. So you do have to book the activity In advance.
Yes.
So it's only about 10 participants. And again, there's local Greenlandic people that are there, and they are cooking, and you get to eat their local cuisine and camp outside. So it's definitely an immersive experience. And again, I do have a video because I think that it really illustrates the experience very well. So it's again a little adventurous because you're skiing for about 7 hours a day. But you know, you have your own pulka, but it's definitely for those guests that are looking for a total immersive experience in that beautiful region of the world.
Goodness, you can't beat that. That's fascinating. Wow.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I can only agree. I haven't had the opportunity to do it myself, but I know people that have done it, and they came back from the experience and they said that they were completely changed just because it was so intense and beautiful. So definitely an amazing experience.
Yes, our world is so vast and we have touched just a portion of it. So be able to explore and to get into that area that no one else can really get into except for the locals is just fascinating to me. That's incredible.
Yes, it really is. And the ship, like I mentioned, she is a luxury icebreaker. So she's really the definition of comfort and luxury in the heart of extreme landscapes. She's basically the best of both worlds. You're getting that adventurous, immersive experience of the poles, but that you come back on board the ship and you are in this luxurious and comfortable environment. The ship is beautiful. She's elegant. She's very well designed. Each stateroom and suite have their own private balconies. The interior design, again, is very elegant. There's lots of windows, lots of natural light. Here are a few pictures of the common areas. So there is a main lounge, there is an observation lounge, there is also a cigar lounge, and there's really nice details, lots of natural, some wood. There's it's very natural, and it really goes well with the polar environment, the polar landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two restaurants on board, including Nuna. Excuse me, my presentation is a little ahead, going
That's okay.
too fast. So Nuna is the a la carte restaurant on board. And I mentioned earlier that Ponant's been working with Alain Ducasse since 2016. But this restaurant, the a la carte restaurant on Le Commandant Charcot, is actually a Alain Ducasse restaurant. So it's his only restaurant at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're dining on board Le Commandant Charcot, well, you are dining in a Michelin star restaurant for breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very nice culinary experience. And of course, everything's included.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna ask that. I'm like, is that still included or is that going to be an additional surcharge? But it's included. Wow.
It's included. Yes, incredible. It's included. And I must say that for room service on board Le Commandant Charcot, I highly recommend the truffle croque monsieur. Very good.
Excellent. Remember.
Yeah. So again, our guests, they're on the ice doing all of the immersive activities like you just saw. And then when they come back on board, they have this amazing wellness area to relax, to, you know, just enjoy. There is a detox juice bar where there's teas, there's smoothies, coffee, and there's an indoor swimming pool. There's also a sauna as well as a snow room. So it is, it's quite funny to have a snow room on board a luxury icebreaker in the polar regions, but it's for guests to be able to do that Scandinavian ritual between the hot and the cold, which is really relaxing and really good for circulation. So it's an amazing area on board the ship.
Oh, that's awesome. And like you noted before, like the floor to ceiling windows are everywhere. In the top picture, you can look up and it's open and the other one's out. Like, that's just incredible. And to sit there in that sauna and see the glaciers and see the ice and everything that's possibly out there would just be just a fascinating experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the windows are really everywhere. There's some in all of the lounges. There's big windows in each stateroom as well. We really want our guests to enjoy that natural light and the landscapes that are surrounding them.
Yeah, that's what you're there for, right? You want to be able to see out. So that's incredible.
Absolutely. And like in this picture, for example, this is actually an outdoor swimming pool that is heated. And the energy that we use to heat that water is recycled energy from the engine. So once again, in that environmentally friendly way of doing things. So this is the Blue Lagoon. It's such a nice area. And again, you are outside in warm water, enjoying the beautiful scenery. Like my colleague in this picture. So it's definitely special. And I did mention this in the other video, in the previous video that we did together, Kathleen, but the seats are actually warm as well. They are heated seats as well. Again, using the same system as the system to warm the water. Mm-hmm. So
Detail has been thought out, and it's been thought out meticulously, just to make sure it's like ultimate of comfort and still keeping with the environmental promise and commitments. It's incredible.
Absolutely. So why sail on board Nukamala Shako if you're not sure yet?
Yes. Oh, goodness.
She's the first and only luxury icebreaker in the world. So there, it's an exclusive experience. There's not a lot of people that can say that they've been to the geographic North Pole on a luxury icebreaker. There's not a lot of people that can say that they've gone to see emperor penguins on a luxury icebreaker. There's not a lot of people that can say that they have, you know, they've been camping with local Greenlandic people. It's really exclusive. And once again, the ship is amazing. I was once told by a travel advisor that she was a floating palace, and he used to work in Parisian palaces. So he knew what he was talking about. And I thought that was really a good example of how luxurious the ship is. So like I mentioned, to reach the far regions of the poles, and also unique to Pana itineraries. If you take a look at the itineraries that I showed you previously, they're really unique. And again, we're capable of offering them because the ship is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So it's really all about immersion, uniqueness, exclusivity, and it's all inclusive. So when you're sailing on Nukamala Shako, all of that is included, except for the Greenlandic trek. Mm-hmm. But other than that, everything's included.
Wow, that's fabulous. If you guys aren't already ready to go, you just need to reach out to me, info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com, and I will get you on board. That's just incredible.
Absolutely. And the earlier you book, of course, the better the rates will be. So early booking is up to 30% on the brochure, right? So again, reach out to Kathleen and she'll be able to help you out with any questions that you may have.
Indeed, yes.
Thank you.
Wow, amazing. Oh, that was just incredible. And I know I kept saying the word incredible, but I'm just in awe of, you know, how everything is so included. Like I said, every detail. Wow. That's incredible. Wow. Yeah, I said incredible again. Okay. Exploring desire is a very good slogan for it too, because you will come back with that smile from ear to ear and just feel so inspired and immersed in our culture. So great.
It really is.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for putting that together. Like I said, that's just phenomenal. And I really appreciate you working so hard to put all this together. And I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see you guys all next week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Kathleen. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Hey, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's Cruise Chat with Erica. It was so cool to see it. I know I kept saying that's just phenomenal and amazing, but it really, really is. It's just incredible to see that. And I love that they go to destinations that you just can't get to unless you're on one of the icebreaker ships. You guys know I'm all in to, exploring like a local and just diving deep into those areas that you can't get to normally. That's the way I love to travel. That is so me. And just to watch that video, my smile just kept getting bigger and bigger, just, you know, as we're talking about the destinations and how you're going on that 7-hour skiing trip and camping outside in Greenland. Just wow. Absolutely just wow. I really want you guys to get on board. Please reach out to me, info@plentyofsunshinetravel.com. I would love for you to be able to experience this and to get on board as well, because I know it's going to be a phenomenal cruise for you. And it's more than just a cruise, it's a diving deep in an exploration. So do make sure you reach out to me. Next week I'm going to be meeting with NCL. I'm meeting with Cindy again, and I just adore meeting with Cindy. Cindy and I are very close, we're fast friends, it's just incredible. So I am very much looking forward to meeting with her and to be discussing all things NCL as well. So make sure you subscribe to my channel so that you can see when the videos go out. You'll get a notification right away if you subscribe to that, so that you can just know when I put them up. I try to do it every Thursday. I did take a little bit of time off just prior to Christmas. I was hosting 3 different events over Christmas, and it was just very, very busy. So I took a little bit of time off from posting videos, but we're back up and going. And then we had a close family member's death in our family. So I ended up taking an extra 2 weeks that I needed to deal with the estate and all that stuff. So unfortunately, things ended up going a little bit longer than I wanted it to. So, but back on a happy note, we're back and I'm ready to post just tons of my cruise chats. I've got so many there waiting for me to process. So I'm excited. Make sure you guys are subscribed, and I will see you next week or on board. So make sure that you join us for our group cruises. Bye for now.